Off the Ball, GAA.
So you've got Garrod O'Connor, you've got O'Mara, you've got really good players coming in, right? I mean, really good players, not just okay players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, the latest on the West Ham managerial situation, where Julen Lopetegui's on his last legs. Mikel Arteta believes the ball was partly to blame for Arsenal's Carabao Cup semi-final defeat, and the latest on Mason Mealy's situation with St. Pat's. But first, Julen Lopetegui took training with West Ham this morning, but it's set to be his last act as West Ham manager. His pre-match press conference for Friday's FA Cup third round trip to Aston Villa has been cancelled, with the expectation that Lopetegui will be fired today. Lopetegui signed a 2-year deal to take over from David Moyes in the summer and oversaw €140 million worth of new arrivals. Back-to-back heavy defeats to Liverpool and Manchester City mean the Hammers are 7 points above the relegation zone in the Premier League, and the club openly are courting potential replacements for Lopetegui. His likely replacement is Graham Potter, who was initially put off by West Ham's offer of a contract until the end of the season. Instead, Potter has agreed a deal which will run until the summer of 2027. Mikel Arteta believes his players failed to adapt to a different ball in last night's first leg of their Carabao Cup semi-final with Newcastle. Goals from Alexander Isak and Anthony Gordon saw Newcastle win 2-0 at the Emirates, where the hosts once again spurned a host of chances. Arteta was asked what he can do to put those wasted chances out of his players' minds as they continue the hunt for a trophy this season.
Nothing, just try and show them, give them tips or tips of what we can do better. I think we kicked a lot of the balls over the bar, and it's tricky that this ball flies a lot, and we discussed that as well. So there are details that we can do better, but at the end, that's gone. You know, this is no way back. It's about the next game, and that's our world. The reality is our world.
You're not the first manager to mention the ball in this competition. What, I know it's not an excuse, but what is the issue with it?
No, it's just different. It's just different, very different to the Premier League ball, and you have to adapt to that because it flies different. When you touch it, the grip is very different as well. So you adapt to that.
Tottenham and Liverpool meet in the second semi-final tonight with the first leg in North London. Spurs boss Ange Postecoglou could hand goalkeeper Antonin Kinski a debut just a few days after his signature from Slavia Prague. But it's unclear if Arne Slot will start with Kevin Kelleher in goal, even though the Ireland international usually always plays in the League Cup.
I said many times that there are many things going into a lineup, so you will find out tomorrow what arguments there are. And if they've asked me before the game, and after the game, I'm always more than happy to answer those questions. But first of all, I think the players should know how we're going to play. And if all of them are available, that is also something we have to find out.
Kickoff tonight is 8 o'clock.
You know, because I've never made excuses since I've been here. And we've had so many draws, and the run's still not really on paper a bad run if you had wins in it, but we haven't had wins.
If my granny had balls, she'd be my granddad.
Everyone said they wanted the truth. I told them the truth, and then don't want the truth. What do you want me to tell you? I've tried to be honest with you. You keep asking me, and I keep reflecting on the truth that I've told you.
Of course you did, but there's the truth and the truth.
If you could have one superpower, Sean, what would it be?
To win more football matches.
Mason Mealy is expected to remain with St. Pat's for at least the first half of the coming season. The 17-year-old has attracted interest from England and Greater Europe, having already racked up more than 50 appearances for the Saints. Speculation that Mealy's exit was imminent was largely fueled by a visit to Tottenham last month for their Premier League game against Chelsea. Crystal Palace, Everton and Celtic are also said to be keen on the Ireland under-21 international. Bologna and German second-tier club Hannover have also made their interest known. A move to the continent would be easier, as in a post-Brexit world, Irish players can't sign for UK clubs until they turn 18. Mealy doesn't reach that landmark until September. The Irish Sun reports today that Mealy will be a St. Pat's player when the transfer window closes, with Spurs heading the queue to eventually secure his signature. Neil O'Riordan's story is that Tottenham want to reach a pre-contract agreement, which would allow Mealy to move to North London in January of next year. Drogheda United were quick to distance themselves from Conor McGregor yesterday after the publican was pictured with the FAI Cup. A fortnight after the Drogs lifted the famous trophy at the Aviva, Nikita Hand was awarded almost €250,000 when a high court jury found McGregor had sexually assaulted her. The former fighter was pictured with Warren Davis, an unused sub for Drogheda in November's final, and the Cup, initially congratulating his cousin and Dundalk for their win before eventually correcting his post. Drogheda were quick to respond, saying that a social media post has been brought to our attention today regarding the FAI Cup. Those pictured are a close relation to one of our first team players who, like all the other players, had custody of the Cup to celebrate with their families at different intervals. Drogheda United do not associate ourselves with the individual who made the social media post in any way or with any unauthorised brands mentioned. Bray Wanderers continue to be very active in assembling their squad for the coming season. Yesterday, right back Thomas Considine joined after 18 months with Treaty United. 18-year-old midfielder Rhys Barkley joined on loan from St Pat's. And former Shamrock Rovers youth attacker Keane Curtis swaps Wexford for the Carlisle grounds. Paul Murphy, Conor Knight and Guillermo Almirall were all among those re-signing for the Seagulls this week. Zinedine Zidane's been described as the obvious choice to replace Didier Deschamps as France manager. The country's longest-serving boss has confirmed he'll step down after next year's World Cup. Deschamps took over from Laurent Blanc in 2012, taking France to back-to-back World Cup finals. He beat Croatia to lift the famous trophy in 2018. In an interview released this morning, Deschamps says it's important to know when to bow out. France still have to qualify for the World Cup, of course, and their Nations League playoff with Croatia will decide what group they have to navigate. Zidane's been out of work since he ended a second stint in charge of Real Madrid in 2021, and he's the clear favourite to take over from his fellow World Cup winner. Meanwhile, one of Deschamps' former players looks set for a move to MLS. Marca in Spain say that Antoine Griezmann has already agreed to join Hugo Lloris and Olivier Giroud in the US. The 33-year-old's out of contract with Atletico Madrid in the summer of 2026, but it's been reported that Griezmann will be allowed to leave this summer if he wishes. And Patrick Kluivert's the new head coach of Indonesia. The former Ajax striker takes over from the Korean Taeyong Shin, whose five-year spell in charge was the second longest reign in Indonesia's history. It's not Kluivert's first international job, having worked as an assistant with the Netherlands under Louis van Gaal for their 2014 World Cup campaign. He assisted Clarence Seedorf with Cameroon and has had a couple of spells in charge of his mother's country, the Caribbean country of Curaçao. Most recently, Kluivert left Turkish club Adana Demirspor 6 months into a two-year contract. Indonesia are still well placed to qualify for the World Cup for the first time since 1938, when they were still the Dutch East Indies. They sit third behind Australia and Japan in the latest phase of World Cup qualifying, and after six games are ahead of Saudi Arabia on goal difference in a group that also includes Bahrain and China.